Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We are hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on spy book. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show. We'll be right back.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. I am your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer Radio. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Tuesday. I'm expecting my co-host to join us tonight. I wasn't told of any call-outs. Maybe she's running late. Anyway, I hope to be with you for the whole 3 hours here tonight as I guide you through various news topics among the interwebs. If you have anything you want to share tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into tonight's conversation. The biggest news of the land, well, Matt Gaetz told Kevin McCarthy that he was going after that position, and McCarthy said to do it, so he did it, and now it's a wrap. Kevin McCarthy is out. And the thing is that there's a temporary Speaker of the House, which I'm wondering is going to be permanent. But here's the thing with Matt Gaetz, and I appreciate the sentiment with getting rid of bad leadership. Trust me, I was not a fan of McCarthy. I thought he did a very terrible job. At the same time, the reason he got said position a couple years back and why it went to so many votes was that people don't want to invest in McCarthy. There's nobody out there that is interested in the position. And to me, that's the only flaw in getting rid of McCarthy as the speaker. We're back where we were 8 months ago, and Matt Gaetz doesn't want the job. Byron Donalds, Chip Roy, none of them want the position. Marjorie Taylor Greene, none of them want to be Speaker of the House. So while I understand getting rid of bad leadership, and I believe wholeheartedly that he should not have been Speaker of the House, however, you have to have a plan. And if the plan is, I don't know, we just have to get rid of them, I just don't find that successful. I hope I'm wrong. McCarthy did have to go. And now we have to go after Mitch McConnell and Romney McDaniel. So I want to see who they nominate. All the Democrats stepped up and voted like trained seals because they're hoping to nominate Pelosi again or Hakeem Jeffries. They're hoping that some of the Republicans will side with them so they can get their person in there. All right. I don't know what that is. I'm on air, so I don't take calls while I'm on air. Anyway, let me see if any of these clips are up and running yet. If they are, we could play something. Let's see here. What do we have? All right, let's. I got a couple of clips, so we can do the five, and then Anthony Michael Logan. I want to play. Let's do Anthony Michael Logan first.
So Matt Gaetz got his wish, and Kevin McCarthy is out as Speaker of the House. But what's next? How's everybody doing? My name is Anthony Brian Logan, and today we've got to talk about Kevin McCarthy being removed as Speaker of the House, effective immediately, right now. 8 Republicans out of 221 joined all the Democrats to vote to oust Kevin McCarthy. Now, the House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries, said before the vote, we're not going to try to save him. That's on y'all as GOP to end the GOP civil war in the House. So we're going to all vote to get him out. 8 Republicans, all it took out of 221 Republicans to get McCarthy out. Now, many are celebrating, saying this is a good thing. He's a rhino, a swamp creature, all this, that, and the third. But the question is, where do we go from here? Who's going to be the replacement? How are we going to vote to make this happen? Remember, back in January, they had 15 rounds of voting, and it took forever to confirm Kevin McCarthy. And just, what, 9 months later, he's out? The shortest Speaker of the House duration nearly in history. I think it was one guy back in 1876 who was a speaker who died of consumption. What even is that? I don't know. Some old-timey disease that nobody has anymore was the last time somebody lasted this amount of time as Speaker of the House. And the last time somebody was ousted was 1910. But here we are right now. Must be a great day to be a Republican. Now, I'm getting a little bit triggered, and before I go any further, let's go ahead and get into a little bit of information. I will link to all these articles in the description box. If you're on IG, visit a link in the bio. Go to the corresponding article on the website. But to see what's happening here, House votes to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. A very big position. He would be third in line or second in the line of succession. So let's say for some reason President Joe Biden could no longer continue. Next up, Kamala Harris. If she can't continue, then it would have been Kevin McCarthy. Who would it be now? I have no idea. Let's just go through this a little bit, and let's see who all voted to get McCarthy out of the way. And there was reasons, but we're going to get into that in a minute. So Matt Gaetz, Bob Good, Tim Burchett, Eli Crane, Matt Rosendale, Andy Biggs, Ken Buck, and Nancy Mace all voted to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. Quote, we need a speaker who will fight for something, anything other than just becoming or staying speaker. The polls show the public is blaming Biden and the Democrats for an imminent shutdown. If not fight now, when will we fight? Now is and was the time, Good said in a speech on the House floor before the vote. And there you have your main man, the man of the hour, Matt Gaetz. He was leader of the pack that made this whole thing happen. I believe he filed the motion. All it takes is one person to file the motion, and all it took was 8 Republicans out of 221 to join all the Democrats to get Kevin McCarthy out of the way. Some say McCarthy is a Democrat, so that must be why all the Democrats voted to get him out. If he is a rhino, a Democrat, and aligned with them, then why did they vote to get him out? I don't really see how it makes any sense. The Democrats are unified. Nancy Pelosi, whoever it was, they were unified under that person. That's why they could do whatever they want with no penalty, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, et cetera. But Republicans, we get just defeated all the time because, in part, due to lack of unity. And I'm going to say one more thing. I'm going to come back so you can see me clearly. I'm going to say one more thing. Let's not act like we have a lot of power by having a slim majority in the House. We have 221 Republicans to 212 Democrats, just a 9-member lead. That's it, okay? Democrats have the Senate, and of course, the president is Joe Biden. So, and last time I checked, to pass a bill, to make it become law, you got to go to the House, than the Senate, than the White House. If it's going to die in the Senate where it's majority Democrat, then what are you doing? You might be able to force it through Republicans in the House, but it's got to go to the Senate. It's going to die. And then it's still got to go to the president. So you got to do bipartisan things, and McCarthy was able to get that done. Now, the million-dollar question is, and some say he couldn't get things done. We'll talk about that in a minute. But the question is, who's going to replace Kevin McCarthy? There's all kind of names being floating around, people talking about, oh, it's going to be Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan did not vote to oust McCarthy, and as a matter of fact, he gave McCarthy like a vote of confidence. He was on McCarthy's side. Let me see if I can find the actual quote here. There we go. Now, this is on, what's it, KCRA? Yeah, KCRA. I'm going to read this for you right quick so you can kind of understand where I'm coming from. Okay. Now, let's go here. All right. But a long line of McCarthy supporters, including Rep. Jim Jordan of Ohio, a founding member of the Conservative Freedom Caucus, stood up for him. Quote, I think he has kept his word, and some did so passionately. Rep. Garrett Graves from Louisiana waved his cell phone, saying it was disgusting that his hard-right colleagues were fundraising off the move in text messages seeking donations. Of course they're going to do stuff like that, of course, especially Matt Gaetz, the biggest attention seeker and drama queen of the bunch. I said it. Yes, I did. Because guess what? You're not going to put anybody in there that would do better than Kevin McCarthy. They're talking about putting Byron Donalds in there. Why? Why? He did not vote to oust McCarthy either, and he said that he didn't like the move and it was counterproductive. Like, who are you going to put in there that's going to do differently or quote-unquote better than McCarthy? If you got guys that are McCarthy's friends and did not vote to oust him and said that the move to oust him was not necessary and it wasn't a good thing, then why do you think they would do a better job than him? Why would they do anything differently than him? Be clear. 221 Republicans in the House, only eight voted to remove Kevin McCarthy. Now, who out of the eight do you think would be a good Speaker of the House? If they're a minority group, how are they going to get along with other Republicans, let alone the Democrats? Hakeem Jeffries said it. Again, this is the House Minority Leader, the Democrat leader. Hakeem Jeffries said it. Look, we're not trying to support you and your efforts. We want you guys to figure it out. We're not going to vote for a Republican to come into the House. We're not going to help you confirm your guy. Y'all do that. They unify as one block. No dissenters, all Democrats. Yep. Okay. Get him out of there. Y'all want him out? We're not going to help him stay. We're not going to confirm your guy. We're not going to save your guy. Ain't no none of that going. We're going to stay unified while y'all are divided. And now that's what's going on. Eight people. And again, Kevin McCarthy is out. They're going to hold a vote to see who the next guy's going to be. And the questions I have for you guys as I close is, who will do better than McCarthy? Who will do differently than McCarthy? Again, you have other Republicans who mostly, again, you had 221 Republicans in the House. Only eight voted to remove the Speaker. So I'm a mathematician, but you have 213 Republicans who wanted him to be there. 213. So how would that eight convince the 213 on their side to go along with certain bills and also the other side when needed? And have it be a thing that's going to be bipartisan, so when it goes to the Senate, it doesn't die. And then if it has to go to the president, you can sign off on it and we move forward. How are you going to make that happen? People talking about term limits. I mean, I don't understand. I think that people get caught up in some of the catchphrases that Matt Gaetz and them say and buy into what he's talking about, because ultimately this will do nothing. The guy or girl you get in there as the next speaker will not do much more than what McCarthy could do. At the end of the day, as I close, again, all you have is a slim majority in the House, very slim. Razor's edge. You don't have the Senate or the White House, so you are limited. Kevin McCarthy was not the president. He was the Speaker of the House with a slim majority, and he only had the House and nothing else. So what could he have done differently or better than what he actually did? And what will the next guy or girl do better or differently than what Kevin McCarthy did? I'm having a hard time seeing the game plan here, but I think I'll leave that right there for now. And what say you? What's your take on what's happening here? Do you think that ousting Kevin McCarthy was a good idea, bad idea? Who's going to be the next Speaker of the House? Whatever your thoughts are, let me know in the comments below. You guys know where I'm at. I think this was something that was done with no plan about how to actually go forward. Okay, you got your goal. You've been able to get him out. Okay, congratulations. Now what? If you ask them, now what? If you ask them who is going to be the next speaker, they're not going to have a clue. I don't think so. I mean, because I don't even know if he even intended for it to happen. They asked him, was it going to go through? He was like, no, because Democrats are going to bail him out. Well, they didn't bail him out, so now what? Who knows, right? But whatever your thoughts are, please let me know in the comments below. And that's all I got to say for this video. If you like what you heard, please.
All right, so I'm going to play the five viewpoints on this, and then I know I see you there, Pianchi. I'll bring you in right after I play this real quick here. So just be on standby. It's about 10 minutes.
On this vote, the yeas are 216. The nays are 210. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
Oh my. It's over. Kevin McCarthy has been ousted as Speaker. The House taking away his gavel in a vote of 2016 to 210. House is now in recess, so the Democrats and Republicans will meet separately to discuss who they want to have as Speaker. The effort being led by Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's fuming over out-of-control spending and claims McCarthy's broken promises. Lawmakers duking it out all day over what Kevin's fate should be.
Think long and hard before you plunge us into chaos, because that's where we're headed if we vacate the speakership.
Chaos is Speaker McCarthy. Chaos is somebody who we cannot trust with their word. We need a speaker who will fight for something, anything, besides just staying or becoming speaker.
Under Speaker McCarthy's leadership, our House Republican majority has actually defied all odds and overperformed expectations again and again and again.
This chamber has been run better, more conservatively, and more transparently under Mr. McCarthy than any other speaker that I have served under.
If this House of Representatives has exceeded all expectations, then we definitely need higher expectations.
Former President Trump weighing in on Truth Social saying, quote, why is it that Republicans are always fighting among themselves? Why aren't they fighting the radical left Democrats who are destroying our country? Judge Jeanine.
I'm furious. First of all, we're without a speaker. This is historic. Something like this hasn't happened in well over 100 years. And now what we've got is total chaos when the Republicans are playing out their infighting on national television in a historic way instead of fighting Joe Biden's policies. The one time we are up in virtually every metric as it relates to the Biden administration, you've got the Republicans going out there and showing how dysfunctional they are as Matt Gaetz is engaging in fundraising. And I got to tell you something. I am furious. There's no question that this is something that they have been trying to do for almost 9 months that McCarthy's been Speaker. And the truth is that they've done a lot in Congress. They've got a lot of bills passed. The fact that the Senate doesn't want to take them. They've done a lot in terms of oversight. And, you know, now you've got the Democrats. This is a crazy thing. Democrats who hate the MAGA Republicans are now joining with the MAGA Republicans to oust Speaker McCarthy. This is like the devil is in the middle of all of this chaos, and Donald Trump is right. Why are the Republicans fighting with each other like this?
All right, so Chad Pergram is telling us they might not even meet tonight. They may meet tonight. It's all in flux. Greg, you've been following this very closely all day. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, well, the thing is I got to leave because they need a speaker.
You do.
So I just got a call from Matt. We're going to meet for lunch.
Nice.
Yeah, over at his place.
Nice.
It's kind of sad because nobody bothered to bring any clarity to this. Right? If you can't explain or persuade your point without putting people to sleep, you lose. These parties, we realize, are not mirror images. One wants to win and the other doesn't. They shot themselves in the foot, and by foot, I mean head. it's okay. So everybody, they broke promises. I had to go find out what these promises were, right? He promised to use the 2022 baseline numbers as appropriation numbers for this year, and he didn't. Are you angry? He promised not to let bills pass with support of more Dems than Republicans. Maybe he didn't. Are you pissed? I don't know. Not to take up a bill with unanimity among Republicans on the House Rules Committee. McCarthy denies making the two latter promises. So who's telling the truth? I don't know. I'm not sure that I care because I'm with Trump on this. I mean, we're talking about this instead of the border. Instead of crime, instead of inflation, every time the Republicans implode, you just give the Democrats more cover than Gerald Nadler's underpants. We have serious issues right here, right? And instead of uniting and fighting for the people of America who can sense that this country's going in a really bad direction, we're doing this. I get it. It's a historic event, but it's like one of the few historic events that I don't care about. This has no effect on our viewers. Does it make our streets safer? No. Does it make our borders real again? No. Does it make our gas prices go down? No. It's just sound and fury signifying incompetence. And I get my sense is this was a personal thing. It's a personal thing that's being acted out publicly. And you know what? It's kind of pathetic. But that's my opinion,
right.
And I'll be going now.
Right. So, the Speaker Gutfeld,
yes.
Where's your gavel? We got to shine something.
Judge, can I borrow your gavel?
Right. Yes, you can. So, McCarthy says it's personal. Gates says this guy signed off on reckless spending that he promised he wouldn't do. What does KDP say?
Well, Nancy Mace voted to oust Speaker McCarthy, which I think was surprising to people who were watching. And she says it was because it was about trust and keeping your word. Now, Matt Gaetz is arguing that he was lying, that he didn't do that what he said he was going to do, but it's a five-seat majority, and Matt Gaetz is sitting in a very safe seat in Florida. And when you have a number of Republicans who are in Biden districts, if you want a majority to win, you have to have a majority, and you have to win by a lot to actually get your full agenda through. And so the Republican Party looks like they're out of commission. Donald Trump is in court, unfairly or not, today. You have this happening, Republicans ousting their own speaker in front of the world, and they have no plan right now to replace the Speaker of the House, so which means they can't move their agenda forward. I was talking to a friend who works on Capitol Hill on the Senate side who said the stars are finally aligning with McCarthy's office to get a border deal done that is dead in the water now. They can't move forward with that. So there they are. If there ever a time to pull the fire alarm. I can't believe they've ousted McCarthy before they've ousted Jamal Bowman, but I guess that's where we are.
Okay.
Crazy.
I mean, we don't even really need to hear from you, Jessica, but since you're on the table, go ahead. Rub it in,
really,
Jessica. Rub it in.
That is not
make
my style. No, I'm going to make it really long.
Oh,
actually.
No.
You hear a lot about the impossible job of managing a caucus like this. He only had a five-seat majority. That is the same number that Nancy Pelosi had, and she managed just fine.
Yep.
Nothing like this ever happened when Nancy Pelosi was in charge. And the judge is correct in that they're squandering an opportunity. Today, Gallup released their economic poll data. Republicans have the largest advantage on who's better to handle the economy since 1991. And this will be the cycle for I don't know how many days, especially if they don't even go back and meet with their caucuses tonight. There are 18 Republican congressmen and congresswomen in districts that Joe Biden won. And those people voted for divided government. They said, we want Joe Biden in the White House, but we want to make sure that we have Republicans in control of Congress. This obviously signals that they made a big mistake. But McCarthy actually has no one to blame but himself. Obviously, Matt Gaetz has his own agenda, et cetera.
Kevin McCarthy decided that he should go on Face the Nation this weekend and lie about how that continuing resolution got cut over the weekend. He tried to blame the Democrats. Marge Brennan pushed back, and she was like, no, they saved your butt, like they did back in January. And it's being widely reported that if he had not done that, there would have been Democrats that would have shifted over and supported him to keep him in control of this. It was a big, big mistake that he did that, squandering that opportunity to hold on to the speakership for, I don't know, a few more months. But, yeah, Nancy Pelosi, hats off to you.
Well, it's easy.
It's easy
to hold the line when you're a Democrat because you just want to spend trillions. Republicans don't want to spend
there
that kind of money.
There's a diversity.
There's a big difference.
There's an ideological diversity within our party, but we're unified by the fact that
you're unified.
We're not
you want to break the bank, Jessica. Sorry, there's
don't
no
act
unity
like you care
on the
about
Republicans.
Spending. Republicans spend.
How dare
Jessica.
You? How dare you?
No, I mean, Jessica's right. The whole spending debate, that's left the building.
Well, there's only eight that I guess don't want to spend billions of dollars.
Nancy
yeah.
Mace is mad because she said that Kevin McCarthy was going to work with her on women's issues and gun control. I don't know how you got hoodwinked into thinking that a Republican majority leader was going to work with you on those kinds of issues. She just wants attention to
maybe the 15 rounds getting him in the first place and the previously failed speakership years ago were going to be a hint and a preview of where
yeah.
the way this may go, unfortunately. And here we are, going to spend days, maybe weeks, figuring out who they're going to appoint next.
It's easy. It's Gutfeld.
Yes.
He's going to D.C. right now on the Amtrak.
Don't carjack me.
Don't miss tonight. Matt Gaetz will
Amtrak
be on Laura Ingraham at 7. So check that out.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube.
All right. So I wanted to get two different opinions here. Now we can go ahead and bring Pianki in here. Welcome in, sir.
Well, you know, I get so tired of listening to these pundits, especially these female ones.
That's their representative Democrat on their poll there.
She can be one, too. But I'm glad he's gone. He should have been gone. We need some action. Like Gates said, you're spending, and you know, if you look at what the Office of Budget and Management put out, it's over anyway.
Well, my issue is not that McCarthy had to go, because I know he had to go. My only concern was, if you are looking to push somebody out, either you or somebody else should want to step up and say, I want to be that guy. And that's the reason why McCarthy won in the first place and everybody was nominating. Remember, Pianki, we were sitting here and everybody was nominating each other. It would be McCarthy gets a bunch of votes and then somebody else would get like 28 votes or something, and then they'd have to get re-voted because nobody wants the job.
Well, you know, proof, here's the thing, and I say this all the time. If you want to cast blame, the blame, technically, and if you look at it the way it's supposed to be, the states aren't controlling their congresspeople. Then the people
right.
aren't demanding out of these congresspeople and the state legislatures what they should be demanding. That's where the problem lies. Same thing with your schools. It ain't the kids' fault. It's the parents, the family, and the community's fault that these kids not learning. And the burden of responsibility is not being had by those who supposed to leverage. If those congresspeople ain't doing the right damn thing, man, we talking about some seriousness stuff here. They need to be gone. McCarthy and anybody else. I don't care what flag.
I'm in agreement that they need to go. My question is, why couldn't they behind the scenes just make a decision and let somebody else say that they want to try to be the next speaker? I just feel like they could have talked behind the scenes and had a plan. There's no plan. It's just let's get rid of him and we'll figure it out. I just feel like, even though McCarthy is terrible, I just feel like
he's terrible. The Republicans are terrible too. How many times should Joe Biden have been impeached by now? More times than we have.
Exactly my point. But now nobody's going to be impeaching anybody now, not until somebody wants to step up and be the speaker. Matt Gaetz doesn't want it. Chip Roy doesn't want it. Byron Donalds doesn't want it. Jim Jordan doesn't want it. Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't want it. I don't know who they're going to get.
I guess they're going to give it.
I hope somebody steps up that's good, that decides and go ahead, Bianchi.
Well, I do, too. I agree with everything you're saying. Only thing, they go there and they want the money. That's it. They ain't worried about the country. I mean, for somebody like this, that female was talking, they ain't worried about the budget. It's one thing I can hand it to McCarthy. He said about two things, and that's term limits and a balanced budget. He said the only way you're going to get that is with Article 5. And he's absolutely right, because Congress never going to do that. They never going to reduce this. They're not going to do it. It goes against the purpose of why they're there.
And I understand why Matt Gaetz did that. When Matt Gaetz gave his last-ditch effort to save McCarthy, and he wrote a bill that was solid, and all McCarthy had to do was sign it to get Hunter Biden investigated, and McCarthy never signed it. And then Gaetz is like, that's it, I'm done.
You know what that means, Proof? It means he's in on something somewhere up and down the line. He's in on it, too. They got something over his head or have given him some kind of promises. It's just like Cori Bush going out there to Wentzville to lecture the auto workers. And then when she gets elected, she talks about corporate spending. Wants to cut the defense spending for one of the biggest employers in the St. Louis area, that being Boeing. These people full of bunch of crap, Proof. That's what it is.
And then
they got nominated.
McCarthy goes out and tells Congress that we're not going to fund the Ukraine, and then he sets up a side deal with Schumer and Bitch McConnell to allow Ukraine funding. Yeah, what garbage is that? I agree. I agree with everything about him needing to go. My question is, why didn't Matt Gaetz want to pick that up and say, look, I could do a better job. I'm going to run this.
Well, you know, I'm not, you know, I may sound kind of anxious, which, you know, it just disturbs me. My grandkids, great grandkids is going to live with this if there's an earth. And it's just disturbing. I've done everything that I was supposed to do. Coming up. And then you got people at that level that's just destroying things. And you can recognize it. I mean, you may not recognize them in your 20s or your early, but at some point in time, you begin to see what the hell's going on.
Yes.
It's a bunch of bull crap. I'm sick of it. And Grassley from Louisiana, I can't wait to go after him. I really can't. I got some choice words.
Well, Joanne Moretti says that they might be looking at Steve Scalise to take over. I'd be good with that. All I want is somebody solid, and I don't want it to just be empty, and I don't want another turncoat. If you're gonna do the damn thing, get the right person in there, other than just flipping tables on the Titanic. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, most of them are already upside down. Where's Joanne tonight? Isn't this her night?
No, but Tuesdays is Adrian, and she's not here for whatever reason.
No.
She didn't call out.
But you know, Proof, I'm going to tell you, that budget, that deficit in debt is very, very serious. And if you was looking at something of importance, whether it was an automobile, whether it's your EKG, whether it was flood state, if you look at it and apply the seriousness that debt and deficit proposes, you'd have to throw up your hands. You can't sell. If I put up a building that was out of whack like the debt and the deficit is, it would fall over.
step back and say goodbye.
Oh, so anything else in your mind today?
Well, on a good note, I got my new carrier, Pure Talk, got rid of the other one. We had to go through some changes because of an error they had in zip code with the information that the company that had the service, they was reading a 22 when it should have been 21. And I guess they must have got it wrong when they first recorded it. But I'm happy now. Now I'm with a company that's located in Georgia, hire Americans. You call customer service, you can understand what they're speaking. They are against intelligence, demanding and wanting to confiscate records. And also, they provide donation and support for programs that help prevent suicide amongst U.S. veterans. So those are good things.
Yeah, I've heard of Pure Talk Wireless, but I don't have a cell phone, so it wouldn't matter to me too much. But I hear they do pretty good, though.
Yeah, they do. And I must be living right because I was trying to get into a food line, drive-thru, and a lady was coming out to the side, and I signaled for her to go ahead and get in front of me. She did. And when I got to the window to pay for my order, the clerk said, well, you go ahead. The lady in front of you already paid for yours. She said, God bless you.
Oh, really? Okay.
2023, and it still goes on. Proof is hard to find, but, you know, I know I've seen hungry and homeless people sitting up beside of a building and went by and bought a bag of food and brought it back and gave it to them. So maybe it's going around, you think?
I remember whatever happened to him, but a couple years ago I went out to go visit him in St. George, Utah. We went to the grocery store together, and he pushed the cart back up to the cart rack, and someone gifted him like $2. They thought he was homeless.
Well, you know, there's good-hearted people everywhere. They come in all different sizes, shapes, colors, shades,
yeah.
Height. They're good-hearted people. But I think the ones that have ill intentions get too much attention. And, you know, it's just like the border.
That was just funny to me. He pushed our cart back to the cart rack, and some lady just thought he was homeless and gave him $2. And he said, I'm not going to turn it down, but she just offered it to him. It was just the funniest thing. Because he wasn't doing anything but pushing a cart back up.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, the next time I go through a line, this car behind me, I'm going to tell the clerk that I'll pay for their orders so we can keep that type of goodwill moving along.
Just make sure it's not a minivan full of kids.
You're right.
I don't know. Happy Meals might be fine. I'm thinking like angry teenagers.
Oh, I don't know. You know, what did they just do out in California? They raised the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour. So that Happy Meal probably costs $15 now.
I can't believe they did that. Now, in all fairness,
yes,
In-N-Out Burger and Chick-fil-A, I hear that they start people, if you're under 18, they start you out at 16 or 17 an hour. If you're 18 or over, they do start you out at 18 an hour. So,
well, you know what's going to happen. They're going to get replaced with AI And technology is what's going to happen.
But the thing is that In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A, their traffic can withstand it. But I don't think traffic at Burger King or Wendy's is going to be able to allow for $20 an hour.
Well, you know, I have seen McDonald's close. I can remember at least.
So have I.
Yeah, three closed because of no foot traffic. And I don't know how Wendy's.
I just don't think the McDonald's clientele is the one that could afford. People that buy In-N-Out, I don't know how well you know In-N-Out Burger, but it's people that love that's their only go-to place. They will eat that two or three times a week. And I think personally it's overrated. I don't think it's terrible, but I just don't like burgers like that. And you have to know what you want because it's a limited menu. The prices are decent. They don't own a freezer. Well, I guess they're lying when they say they don't own a freezer because they do have milkshakes. But there's lines all day long. Lines go out to the street. But I just don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
I know of a McDonald's in St. Louis there on Natural Bridge and Kings Highway, they was hiring, giving out applications. People were filling them out. You had young high schoolers standing in line and also elderly adults standing in line to get a job. Proof is something wrong with that picture.
Yeah. Just imagine you're going to have 35-year-olds that are working at office manager jobs, and they're going to go apply for McGMO because they can make $2 more an hour.
Absolutely. But, you know, getting back to Congress, I mean, they gave all this money to the Ukraine without asking for any transparency whatsoever. So when something like that is going on, those who really care and pay attention and know what you have to be suspicious of that. No transparency. You give somebody $25 billion or something to that tune, no transparency of accountability. I thought that
right.
was one of the inclusive things in the treaty that you do between countries. Isn't that what Donald Trump was harping on with his call?
Yes. But you know what gets me is that McCarthy knew that Matt Gaetz was going for his job, and he still cuts side deals. So I'm in agreement. Like we said, I think we're pretty much in agreement that he had to go. I just think the difference was timing and a plan. I just think that if they had somebody ready to go, or at least negotiated behind the scenes, that I think I'd have a different thought on this. And I'm not against him going. I just feel like the Democrats, they unify over every little detail. And I'm not a McCarthy guy, but I just don't know what the rush was to get rid of him when behind the scenes you could have negotiated a deal, and then you could have had this vote next week. You could have had this vote in 2 weeks. And the same voters, if not more, would have come out in support of this.
Well, you know, there should have been tentative rumors of the vote months ago. That would have sent a message that we're displeased. And like I see, you got these two or threefold problems, and the biggest problem is the people in the United States are not doing what they should be doing in these cases as it applies to Congress. They don't do what they should focus. They don't even do it on a local level. Anytime you have one party in a city for over 72 years and it's just gotten terrible and you bleed in population as if it was your jugular vein,
that says a lot about the people themselves. You can't all the time criticize the politicians, although you can, but they're just taking advantage of the opportunities that people are letting them have.
Right.
There, in fact, lies the problem. I mean, then you could read a whole lot into that. Should everybody be voting?
I'm going to say no. But I hope there's a plan at the end of this. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the only thing we could do is wait and see. But in the meantime, the local levels, in town halls, there should be some movement. Congress get away with a lot of junk because the states allow that. Then again, we know what goes on at that level. It's never going to fix itself. Hell, the numbers don't. I mean, simple arithmetic, looking at the numbers, tells you not, it's not going to be fixed. And what's going to become of this? $2 trillion interest on the debt per year. You can't pay that. What are you going to do? Rob everybody after the cash to get paid on Friday? You still wouldn't have.
Yeah, but here, if they do that, they'll be able to pay what, for a month or two? They could take every dollar, including all the globalist money, and that still wouldn't equal $2 trillion.
No, it would not. But it's just the idea of spending, giving money in aid to correct problems that there's mass exodus from the country that the aid is going to, and supposedly they're running from the problem that the aid's supposed to be alleviating.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Then you got over 2 million or more, depends on who you listen to, in U.S. jails and prisons. Those are Americans. Should they not be given an attempt to rehabilitate themselves for these mediocre jobs that you allow these immigrants to come in for? Migrants, really. But migrants come in with an intent, with a visa, giving them driver's license.
Yes. Not now, but yes, I get it.
You can't go to Mexico and just go walk into a business. They don't allow it. The Constitution does not allow it. Read it. You can't parade in the streets on a Mexico City flouting the American flag or any other flag. You get locked up. And then look at that tyrant up there in Canada, Trudeau. Look at Trudeau up there in Canada. He's a tyrant also.
Yeah, he just became the fourth nation to ban news from the country going out to everybody else. So joining Iran, China, and North Korea. So, yeah, those three countries are real beacons of freedom there. So, but Trudeau is so badly disliked that that's the only way he's going to try and keep his good name, is that instead of giving people more freedom, he has to restrict them more. Pretty shameful. But the Canadians allowed it because they're nice to him.
Well, I'm starting to subscribe to what you've been saying. People ain't bleeding enough. But then I don't know. If they start bleeding, then they won't know what to do, Proof.
No. No, but that's the whole thing, though. It doesn't bleed. There's not enough blood gushing out.
You can't keep spending money the way they spend it. So if you cut the program sooner or later, because of the obvious, they're going to stop, come to an end. I mean, when you look at your gas gauge and it's starting to cover up the E, well, what comes next? The damn car is going to stop.
Yeah,
and
how
the heck is Akeem Jeffries getting elected to Congress with his anti-Semitic actions of the past? Not only him, but also his uncle.
Because he's a Democrat, so it's okay. It's liberal. I hate saying it like that, but that's what it is. As long as you're liberal, you can do whatever. As long as you're in the right district.
The same old talking points. And I hear them out of these black policies. It's just the way. In some of these areas, that's all you see. You don't see no Republicans. The Republicans is about as rare as a unicorn.
You mean like in Chicago? Where Chicago, the communist mayor of Chicago is blaming Republicans for the crime? When I can't remember the last time a Republican ran Chicago.
And then he wants to start a venture in food that qualified, that qualified companies can't make work. So how are you going to make that work? Matter of fact, it's some of the policies that you put in place is the reason why come these legitimate and genuine companies with experience in all sorts of resource can't make it work in your city. So how are you going to make it work?
Yeah, government-run grocery stores, that's exactly what we need.
And why do people vote for these fools? You mean to tell me intelligence level is not no better than that in Chicago? And not only Chicago, but it's too many cities to mention. But we know the ones that's always being talked about. How is it that the people would even vote for somebody like this? It's quite obvious what they stand
for. I can answer that, Bianchi, and I'm glad I'm not going to make you mad. But the reason why they vote for that, it's easy. He's black.
Well, you're right. I say that all the time. This stuff about voting for a person because their skin is black is crazy. There's been the times that have worked, you can count on one hand. It don't work for whatever the reason. It doesn't work. Marco Polo got up on the wrong side of it. Whatever the reason, it does not work in this country except for a few cases. And then the people that's trying to do the right thing, they get ridiculed and ran out of town.
It just gets me, though.
We just have to see what happened with this. But I tell you what, I'm glad to see those type of extreme, and we say it's an extreme because they look at history, but those type of extreme measures have to be put in place. Even though if they are lackadaisical and hazardous, they have to be put in place. You got to get rid of these people. And maybe the voters themselves, those at the grassroots level, that they will start getting rid of these people until you get some that's going to be in office and follow your direction of what you want to see done. That's where it's supposed to be coming from. You're voting for people who say that they're going to go to Congress and vote their heart, given feelings, convictions. That's foolish. I don't want to vote for nobody that's doing things by their heart. I want them to be doing things according to the law and the Constitution.
You mean not like that liberal judge in New York City that way undervalued Trump's property so he could take the property and everything else he has away for fraud? Even though everybody knows that this judge is basically doing vengeance?
I try to explain that to people. They don't understand. Then I have to say, well, how many times have you had a scratch-off winning lottery ticket that you didn't claim as income? Hey, shut up. How many times you went to the bank and told them that your house is worth five times from what it really is? Then when you get a tax assessment, tax due bill for your real estate property, tax at that line statement that you gave, then you start bitching and crying and moaning. And next thing you know, your property is up on the tax auction block because you can't pay the taxes. And if that was true about Donald Trump, well, that means that he has paid New York more taxes than what he should have paid if his property was really worth less than what they declared. So give him his money back.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't found anyone yet that agrees with this judge. So far, even people that don't like Trump understand that his property is worth more than that.
Well, I don't know where they get these. I know where these judges come from, and I get sick and tired of people saying that they want to have a judge that's gonna that come from their background. Well, that's a bunch of bull crap. Judges don't make laws. They're supposed to decide if a law is against the U.S. Constitution. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, what did you think of Grissom's pick to replace Dianne Feinstein? You get somebody that lives in and votes in Maryland as the new California senator.
Well, where's the lawsuits?
Exactly. No senators are speaking up and saying no.
Out of that sunshine, and not the sunshine state, but out of that state, you mean to tell me you don't have anybody that can see what the heck's going on? They're not raising no cane?
No, but they got someone who's a big LGBTQ trans kid activist. That's important. It's liberal.
They always have been the contention in the Democratic Party. You got people running for office that don't live in the district where they say where they're running at, and all sorts of things of that nature.
Yeah, but that's like in your area. If somebody wants to be the city commissioner of Baton Rouge, but they live in Monroe, at least it's in the same state. You could say it's wrong, but at least it's in the same state. This one's three time zones away.
Well, you know what, proof? Maybe we lucky after all. At least he live in the country.
That's true. They could have hired an illegal to be senator.
Well, don't give him no ideas.
That would be funny that Grissom could have just picked someone that only speaks Spanish and see how that turns out. I almost would have liked to have seen that, though. Someone fresh off the boat from a prison in Venezuela, just let them be senator.
Tell you, it's the things that we are seeing on, if you don't laugh at and shake your head, you go plumb crazy.
Well, that's why I have fun doing the Broccoli Man's, just because it's just trying to bring a little humor to it, because this is just sad.
Well, bring on some broccoli, man. Have you heard anything from our Alaskan lady? She's okay. I haven't heard from her in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. She decided she wanted to go with somebody that was let go of from the network. So that's the last I heard of her. We had to let somebody go last year because a couple of music companies, record labels, demanded that one of our show hosts stop playing their copywritten music. And that particular show host refused to stop. So Blog Talk Radio told me either you fire that person or we're cutting the Freedomizer Radio. So I fired her. Because if the record company says, don't play my music, what's more important, getting out your message or playing someone's song that you'll never meet in your life? I'm not going to, and she was upset I didn't try to defend her. It's like, well, I don't care about the music. You can like your music as much as you want, but just don't play it on this show if the record label says don't play it. You're not going to play it anyway. You're not going to win. So that's about that. So, but if you haven't heard this week's Mr. Broccoli, I can get it queued up.
Well, bring him on.
So I'm getting it queued up right now. Just give me a moment here. So this one is called Wiretap Admits Next Year's Plans. So I'll count down here. So 3, 2, 1, action.
I am trying to get these child traffickers off the streets. In Brandon's America, these big cities are becoming more lawless. Brandon does everything he can do to protect these traffickers. You have all these countries all over the earth to drop off their criminals and empty out their mental institutions in the United States. They are bringing in over 10,000 a day by train. Mostly military age men. Like it's an invasion.
Hold it right there, green dude. Anyone that is thwarting our crime syndicate must now be disrobed right this instant, and then placed in a FEMA camp. That does not exist. You best not be thinking about deporting any of our newly acquired undocumented friends of America, sir. No matter their crime or gang affiliation, we finna be bringing them right into Texas.
That new city for illegals is being investigated. Colony Ridge should not be a thing.
This is where you are wrong, green dude. That something like a risk finnabies is a thing. We are putting ankle monitors on those dolts when they get into America. Thems is only allowed to remain in Texas. We need all the Democrat voters we can get in Texas to compensate for all the American citizens voting for Trump.
If you want America to vote Democrat, why not just bring out a better candidate than Brandon or the Cackler?
Don't you worry, sir. We finna bring out Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
What has Big Mike done exactly to win over the American public?
He was a former first lady, sir.
Yeah, that's great. So what other qualifications?
Hims is a nice lady.
Just because you are a nice lady, that does not get you a spot to be a president of a country.
You stupid fool, sir. Big Mike is also black and a trans.
Bruh.
What does the color of your skin have to do if you are qualified to be a president?
Look, you ignoramus. Once the fuss budgets and something that cares see a black trans female running for president, we can get all those minorities and LGBTQ+ peoples to come back to the Democrat plantation, sir. All them's finna do is celebrate the removal of Brandon and they will see a black celebrity they recognize. All those people pissed at Brandon will not be rejoicing in the streets for Big Mike. Now we just have to get Brandon out of the way and our plan will be a rising success, sir.
A ton of people will see right through this. They will not be fooled. They know the same people that ran Brandon will control Big Mike.
Precisely, green dude. That is why we need all the illegals we can get. So they can all vote for Big Mike.
So, you will steal the election with illegal votes?
Absolutely, sir. We can claim that only MAGA extremists voted for Trump. We even rigged the Democrat election so no other candidates can win unless we authorize them to win. You best not forget, sir. Presidents are not elected by the people. They are selected by the 1% of the 1%, sir.
You will not get away with this.
We will get away with it. Now, let's get you off these mean streets so our plan can come through fruition. You telling people about our plans will destroy our crime syndicate. Now I need to get your kadunka dunk dunk into the TSA naked body scanner. We need to check your kumquats for any AK-47s, switchblades, or any MAGA extremists inside your ice cream cone, sir.
That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
That's gonna be a yes for me, dog. Now let's get in my 1993 Geo Metro and you shall be detained in Geolobalist Lair until we can get you into that FEMA camp that does not exist.
Hey, that's great. Okay, see you later, wiretap. I have to go back to work.
Is you a dumb sucker, sir? You do not understand you in my custody, green dude. You are a bitnich 123. Now remove your garments, bring your kumquats to me. We will confiscate everything you own. Now get over here and let me get to work on the ice cream cone.
Okay, I'm getting tired. See you later.
Those were the wrong choice of words, says green dude. My ear canals do not like the sounds of you resisting arrest.
No one wants to hear about your crimes against humanity.
January 6th, sir. January 6th was the worst thing ever in the United States, sir. You voted for Trump. Even if you were not in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, you participated in the insurrection and are an extreme terrorist threat. You share too many misinformations, sir. January 6th was far worse than Pearl Harbor, 9/11 and the Civil War combined. We need hard-free communism and to not let peoples like yourself say anything against what we will tell you nincompoops about.
Please tell me how a million people protesting an election without any weapons or killing anyone is more violent than all those attacks combined.
That's easy, sir. You went against a crime syndicate. We need to label you as Nazis. Now that we have labeled you as MAGA extremists, we can arrest you and treat you just like we did the Jewish people in the 1940s Germany. Once we can euthanize 7 billion of you extremists, we can control the earth forever, sir. You are against our global government. You question elections. You refuse to take our gene therapies. You have even refused to put a bloody scam on your face. Those are major acts of violence against our globalists. We rule these streets, son.
We need to fight back right now against these globalists.
I disagree, sir. These lemmings need to sit down and keep their yaps shut. We need them dead or not paying attention so it is easier to remove said sad sacks from this earth. Most of these jokers will even say there are no such things as FEMA camps, even if they are in a FEMA camp that absolutely positively does not exist or will ever exist. A FEMA camp has never been invented, sir.
You are sounding very disingenuous there. You sure they do not exist?
Who in their bloody mind told you that FEMA camps exist? That information is classified and confidential. It is expressly forbidden for any of us to tell you that FEMA camps exist.
Okay, I have to get rid of the wiretap real quick. Please check out my videos on Rumble. Also, please listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on lots of great guests, excellent co-host, and all the news you need to know about. Go to freedomizerradio.com and check out Listen Live. There are lots of other shows on Freedomizer Radio if you look for the schedule on the Freedomizer website. Freedomizerradio.com.
Now you look here, you little biznitch. You're not going to tell anyone ever to listen to freedomizerradio.com. Proof is against the crime syndicate. We need you to obey people like Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, George Soros, and Michael Robinson Obama. If we catch you listening to Proof Negative Alex Jones, or Joe Rogan, we will have you come out with your pants down. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. We will provide you one of our own attorneys so we can secure a guilty plea even before we go to court. Now, we need to see this green dude sunk. We need less groan, more ice cream cone. Do you understand English, sir? We need less groan, more ice cream cone.
All right, so that's the latest.
They should nominate Broccoli Man for an Oscar.
Well, I don't know what kind of awards they would get, but I think he'd be up for something. What else are you working on today?
Did you have anything else? You have any problems with your browser, Brave, your browser?
No, not at all.
On the home page, I can't get my rewards to display. I don't need everything. It started by itself, and I sent emails and that, took a screenshot. It says I need to log into, in my case, Uphold to see your balance. Well, I log into Uphold. My balance still don't show in that little card there that's underneath the clock on the right side. Now, it does on my cell phone, but it won't on my laptop. I don't know what's wrong with it. And you hardly get any
noise. There seems to be some noise outside my front door, and I don't know if it's thunder or if someone's messing around in my garage. I'm going to play a quick timeout here. I'll be right back.
Take your gun.
I know.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org. or at hisholychurch.org, go to the network links, or go to preparingyou.com, join the network there. It's all the same, and we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints, but they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
All right, I'm back. It must have been nothing, because nothing looks like it was moved, and dogs will be dogs. It just sounded like thunder or somebody was trying to open a door.
Thunder, good God. Did they try to pull the door off the hinges?
I don't know. I couldn't tell what it sounded like, and I had a couple of dogs going crazy, so I figured let me just take a quick look. So,
well, it might have been an extraterrestrial.
So, well, what's going on tomorrow at 2:20 Eastern time?
Did you get you one of those Faraday bags that you can put your phone in and also your proximity?
Well, I don't have a cell phone, so I don't have that.
You don't have one of those proximity keys for starting your car up, do you, where you push the button when you get inside?
My wife has that.
Well, if she want to take her keys and put them in if you don't have one of those shielded bags, just put it in a pot or something, you know, a clean pot, because they're going to be testing. They say the government is going to be testing some emergency notification system that's supposed to take over your phone when you're supposed to receive messages.
That's what I heard. but I don't have a cell phone. I have a Vonage phone. I have two Vonage phones, so they're not going to take that over as far as I know.
Well, you know, we used to use bags like that whenever I traveled. I used to have a lead lined bag. I put my photography film in because you go to some of these foreign countries and they make you lay your items on the conveyor, put them in the tray and put it on that conveyor belt. Well, those old fashioned equipment that they was using, them x-ray machines, basically be shooting bullets.
Mm-hmm.
So I never will let my cameras go through there. I'll put it on top and tell the guy, look, you inspected manually. I'm not going to put it on this belt because it'll tear up the electronics in it.
Right.
But those bags work pretty good. I guess people are worried about what they've been talking about. They could use something like that, even though, because that's true about those proximity automobile switches, because you got people that driving around in the neighborhood with some sort of device that can read that signal that's coming off your switch, off your key. And then they duplicate it to get in your car and take off with it.
But how good would that be if you're nowhere near your car?
I don't know. I don't have one of those. I got the old-fashioned type.
I was curious on that because how would they be able to find your car if you're, say if you're 18 miles away from your car?
Oh, no, they drive around the neighborhood.
Oh. Yeah, but they'd have to get a really specific match on that.
Well, if they get the information that they need on their device, and then they duplicate what you do when you push the buttons, and you know when you push the buttons on one of those, open your doors or something, the headlights will flash, so now you know what car it is.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, like, if my wife carpools to work with her buddy and the car stays here, she has her key in her pocket, so how would that they wouldn't know what neighborhood to hit up.
Well, when she come home at night and throw the keys down on the table,
uh-huh,
that's when they get it. Hell, in D.C., they've stolen about 750 – no, they carjacked. They've carjacked about 750 cars thus far this year.
But you know what gets me is they're blaming the car manufacturers for the thefts now instead of the people doing the stealing.
Yeah, they want to steal. They want to sue the car manufacturers, Hyundai. How ridiculous is that?
Just like when these stores get looted, they want to blame the stores for not hiring security. But if you have security, they're not allowed to do anything. So, what good is it?
So why come they can't use, why come the January 6th technology that was used to identify people that were just walking down the street? Why come this not used at some of these notorious looters? Target, Nordstrom, Walmart.
Well, that's because they're Democrat voters, that's why.
I got to remember that and apply that to some of my questions, that way I have my own answers.
Yeah, so if you get pulled over by the police, they ask you how fast you're going, you could say, I don't know, math is racist, I'm a Democrat. Let's see what
that's
happens. I'm sure the guy's going to say, put your hands behind your back, but I'm just saying.
That's a good one, Proof. I got to use that. Well, where's all your callers in that? You don't have any?
Not today. if my co-host doesn't come in and if there's no callers, I like talking to you, Bianchi. You could stay as much as you, as long as you like.
Well, I tell you what, I got two things here I need to get done.
All right.
So maybe you can take off a little early, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, look, I'm going to get out of here.
All right.
From this point on, mostly we're going to be doing is watching and observing anyway. So no need to talk. We don't talk about every angle and every solution. All we can do now is sit back and see what comes of it.
That is true. All right.
All right.
So I'll go ahead and close it out. I'll go to bed. I don't care. All right. So thank you, Bianchi, for calling in and keeping me company tonight. Everyone else, I'll be back tomorrow. Joanne Moretti will join us. Everyone, please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Oot.